Rabbi Cohen, I told you the time that I was at Burger's Bar.
Okay, I might say the third night. Tomorrow night I'll put out an email if we're going to have the Ashir again. I know tomorrow night is really B'dikas Chometz, but we'll see what happens here. Okay, I saw an interesting question. I never saw this question before. From Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wants to ask, not wants to, he asks, why is it that we make Kiddush and have Dalet Kaisis on wine? Why don't we have it on, such an interesting question, why don't we have it on nuts, fruit? Why do you drink four cups of wine? He said, wine makes makes some people sick. It's hard to drink. Why do we do wine?
Because it's a simcha type thing that most people
have. So Shlomo Zalman wants to say that each one of the four kosos represent one of the four lashonos of Gula. Now, truth, the Gemara does not say why we drink dalet kosos. Each kos we drink is on another part of the Seder. One is on Kiddush, and one is on Gal Yisrael, on the Haggadah, one is on benching, and one is on the on Hallel. But the Gemara also says because of the four lashonos of Gula. So he says like this. He says, if you drank, if you ate a fruit or you ate a nut, he said, you would not be able to see the elevation from each one of the four lashonos of Gula. It would seem to be repetitive. But wine, he says, is cumulative, meaning a person gets a little bit simchadik, as you said, and a little bit more simchadik, and a little bit more simchadik, and a little bit more simchadik. So that gives the person the ability to be into the cheiris, which is really what, you never understood it, I still don't understand it 100%. And so Moshe's big hakpada, you can't drink grape juice. Rav Shlomo Zalman held you could drink grape juice. Rav Moshe held you couldn't drink grape juice. Rav Moshe held you can't drink grape juice at all because because the mice, he holds there's no chayrus in drinking grape juice. I don't know if this a little bit. It's funny. Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying this pshat, but that's what I want to say. Somebody called me up today from Eretz Yisrael and told me a pshat that he heard from the Sridei Esh, or Weinberg. That's all. Sridesh. Unbelievable. See, he says something which I never heard of before. Let's give a little bit of background, then we'll hear his word, then we'll come back to answer Rosh Hashanah's kasha. Incredible insight, I think. V'hi sham dolav oseinu. Right? V'hi sham dolav oseinu. What does v'hi mean? Simple shot, v'hi is? V'hi sham dolav oseinu, it means the... it is this that has stood up by our fathers and for us. It is this. What's the this? A whole bunch of pshatim, you know, the letters, vav is the shishasirei mishnah, mishichum shetayra, and it's a dibrois, and what the pashup shot. Pashup shot, it refers to the bris. It's a little bit enigmatic. So he wants to say, v'hi shamda means the kais of yayin. What does that mean? A gewaltig insight. Name a food that separates us from the goyim more than any other food. Wine. Besides the fact that we use wine to go through the life cycle, at the chasana, at the bris, at the pidyon haben, at Kiddush Rol the Yomim Tovim, at the Sheva Brachas, right? We use wine. Besides that, we use it for all the events. There's another aspect about wine. Wine has all of these halachas, touched by a goy, used by a goy. You know, can't do it. Can't drink it. Can't sit down with a non-Jew and have a bottle of wine in the old days when there was no mavushal dika wine around, right? A bottle of, you couldn't share a bottle of wine with a non-Jew, right? And, you know, wine is something that, no! Like, that's where the separation is. Not that we can eat their meat, but we can eat meat together. We can bring meat and give some to a goy. Last time we said you can't give a korban Pesach, but the regular meat, but not a bottle of wine. Not a bottle of wine. V'hi sham dolav oseinu. That's what made for this separation between us and the rest of the world. So ask Rosh Hashanah Zalman Akasha, why do we take dalet kosos? we need to remember the Geula with four. So take, as we just said, take four pieces of fruit. Take four. As these are Rosh Hashanah's example. Take four nuts. So I mentioned Rosh Hashanah's answer. I'm wondering if we can give another answer now. For he Shalom Dolav Oseinu says Sri Deish, it means the Kais of Yayin. For he Shalom Dolav Oseinu was the Kais of Yayin. Therefore, Badafka, we pick up the Kais of Yayin. Now everything will be connected now for the last three nights, if you want. That the Korban Pesach can't be given to a person who is an Oyved Avodah Zarah, because the Korban Pesach represents our birth. Leil Seder represents our birth. Represents our birth, our creation, our separation. It leads to Matan Torah, where we made this formal separation of who accepting the Torah, who's not accepting the Torah. But we began the route of separation, Tetzvav Nissan, Leil Pesach. So I can't even give a piece of meat to a Jew who's an Eved Avodah Zarah. But I can never give wine. The Korban Pesach meat. Can't give the Korban Pesach meat to a Jew. That's the first night we spoke about that. And then we have this issue, Vihi Shom Lavosenu, the separation of wine from the non-Jews. Now, truth be told, that we all know that even with a Mechal Shabbos, we have problems with wine. A Jew who's an Eved Avodah Zarah, we have problems with wine. Have to be separated again from their wine, right? Separated again from their wine. Remember as a kid, I was 7 or 8 years old, I went to a kiddush one time in New York, and my father told me, you can't drink the wine. You can't drink the wine. It's an incredible concept. Incredible concept. So in Leil Pesach, Leil Seder, Leil of the Bris of Klal Yisrael, Leil of the birth of Klal Yisrael, we bedafka use wine. We bedafka use wine. Yayin is that which shows that we are different and separated from the rest of the world. And therefore, to celebrate the Dalet Kaisais, we bedafka use yayin. And then we stand up and we say, Vehi Shom Dalav Oseinu, that this separation kept us going. It's like a Pala de Gazach. It's a Pala de Gazach. This separation kept us going. What an unbelievable concept. Chazal Baruch Kodshom then added the Rabbanon to this. And the Rabbanon they added is that even when the Goy pours the wine, even if it's not for Avodah Zarah, it's going to be Asur. It's called Maga Akum. When the Goy touches the bottle of wine, it's a problem. But all those things lead to the separations. And I want to conclude, we don't really appreciate it as much nowadays. But imagine if there would be a rule that you cannot drink pop with a non-Jew. It would be impossible, right? Yeah, it would be impossible. Wine was the drink of, you know, wine was that drink. And Chazal said to stay away. That's what kept us going. That's what kept us going. The Gezeirah is because of Chasnus. Chazal said the Gezeirah is because of Chasnus, because it leads into marriage. That's Chazal. Leads into marriage. He shamed al avoseinu. So Shlomo Zalman is asking, so why do we make the Al-Kos out of Yayin? I'd like to answer that, but Davka that reason. So we should be Zaycher Rabbi Sai to give our children the appreciation and Leil Seder that we are special and we have we Baruch Hashem have been able to stand up and make it through the Dairis. V'hi Shom Dolav Oseinu V'lanu. They should all be Zaycher to continue as well. Tomorrow I'll send out an email if we're Bez Hashem going to be able to continue.